USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's up to the Justice Department to make the legal determination to delay the presidential election in November. Pompeo responding to a question by Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia.
The Department of Justice, others will make that legal determination. We all should want, I know you do too, Senator Kaine, want to make sure we have an election that everyone is confident in.
The comments coming after President Trump sent a tweet early on Thursday where he floated the idea of possibly delaying the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. A senior administration official, though, telling Fox News that the president is simply raising a question. Herman Cain has died at the age of 74 from COVID-19 after spending weeks in a hospital following the diagnosis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Former President George W. Bush is paying tribute to the late civil rights icon, Congressman John Lewis.
John's story began on a tiny farm in Troy, Alabama, a place so small, he said you could barely find it on the map.
Bush also saying at the memorial service in Atlanta that Lewis always believed that hate and fear should be answered with love and hope. The government says the economy saw its biggest quarterly decline in history in the year's second quarter. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The gross domestic product shrank by nearly 33% from April through June as the pandemic had most of the economy shut down. But financial analyst for Bankrate.com Greg McBride explains, while worrisome, that one-third drop in activity is on an annualized basis.
Economy shrunk, still an epically bad 9.5% during the quarter, which, if maintained for an entire year, equates to a 32.9% contraction.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The victim of a deadly shark attack in Maine has been identified as a retired New York City fashion executive. Officials say 63-year-old Julie Hollenwich was swimming close to Bailey Island in Harper's Well on Monday when she was injured by a great white shark. Dr. James Solakowalski is a marine biologist at Arizona State University. He says this has telltale signs of a shark attack.
I mean, this is a classic sort of a predator-prey relationship that is coastal. Seals like, you know, near shore environments, and white sharks are there to feed on them. So it's shocking and it's, you know, terrible event that has occurred, but it's not unusual for sharks to be that close.
And as far as the victim wearing a wetsuit, if that played a role in this?
Well, it's a sort of a complicated process, right? I mean, there are seals around that area. If you are in an environment, if you're swimming in an environment where the white shark food item is there, and you're sort of resembling that prey item, it's a great chance that a person can be mistaken for that food. And I think that's kind of what happened here.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. And finally, it was back on this date in 1965 when LBJ signs Medicare, a health insurance program for elderly Americans, into law. Former President Harry Truman was enrolled as Medicare's first beneficiary and received the first Medicare card. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.